Man. I'm really glad the neighborhood actually decided to do a fireworks show. It would have been a pretty boring New Year's Eve without one. Although I doubt there's gonna be many people out. It's fucking freezing out here. But, you know, we've got a blanket on the grass. We're all bundled up. I think we'll be okay. How long is it until, you know, the clock strikes midnight? I hope it's something special. It would have been a real bummer day to miss out on it again, but at least I'm here with you. Since, you know, we do this every year. It would have been a fitting end to this shitty year to miss out on it, but I'm glad we get to end it a little bit better than expected. Also, your idea of bringing a whole bottle of champagne was a great idea. I mean, this thing's delicious. Want some? Here. Halfway through the bottle already. How long has it been? 45 minutes? I almost wish we brought two. It is a nice night out, though. You can see all the stars. And while it's cold, it's dry. So, you know, we gotta take what we can get. So, how are you feeling? You know, about finally ending this shitty year. That's good. I don't know. I've got goals for myself. I don't know if I'll manage to stick to them. We always rarely do. But I am glad for all of this to be behind us, in a sense. It won't be 2020 anymore. Stuff will still suck, but I don't know. It feels like there's progress. My new resolution? It's whatever. Can I have the ball back? Thanks. Yeah, it's, you know, it's stupid. It's not really anything noble or self-improving. Like, I'm going to expand my knowledge on things that matter to me, or I'm gonna lose weight, or eat better. It's ultimately self-serving, and one I probably won't be able to force myself to do. But not to bring down the mood. What about you? What's your New Year's resolution? It's okay if you don't have one yet. Well, this is good. Okay. That's a pretty good one, actually. Well, you know I'll be here, cheering you on from the sidelines. Watching you like a hawk to make sure you do it. What are best friends for? I believe in you, though. I know you can do it. You've always been really good at finishing what you put your mind to, so I have no doubt that you're going to finish all of your goals for New Year's. And like I said, I'll be your cheerleader the entire time. Shut up! I know it's hard to imagine me being a cheerleader, but I'll be your cheerleader. Okay? only for you. And no, I'm not wearing any stupid costume. Okay? You're gonna have to pay me for that if you expect that. Oh, I shouldn't put that idea in your head. Now you're really going to do it. Yeah, I guess I would do it for you if you really wanted. This is nice. It feels like we haven't spent a lot of time together for obvious reasons. I've missed you quite a bit. You really want to know what my New Year's resolution is? I told you, it's not really anything as grand as that. It's really stupid. Come on, don't butter me up like that. Okay. One second. Okay, I might be ready to tell you now. Well, my New Year's resolution was to tell someone how I feel about them. That's really it. I want to eventually, maybe, work up the courage to tell them because I've been afraid to for a long time. And it's just felt like I've never been brave enough to do it. Oh, come on. I'm not that brave. Don't bring up stuff I did as a kid. Look, I jumped into that river to get your toy back because I was a stupid kid. Now, as an adult, I know that was really fucking stupid of me. I could have drowned. Yeah. I guess it was brave in a sense. I mean, yeah, you're right. I would do it again. But again, that's just me being stupid, not brave. I just, you know, if it's to help you, I'd do anything. But this resolution, I don't know if I'll be able to do it. Who is it? Ugh. Come on. It's somebody I've known for a long time. Somebody I've been very close to for a very, very long time. Oh my god. How can you be this fucking dense? It's you. It's you! What do you mean, what? It's you. I like you. I have for a while. I like you a lot. I should go. No? Why? This is just going to be awkward now and... Okay. You want to talk about it? All right. I don't really know what there is to talk about. Yeah, I'm embarrassed. Of course I'm embarrassed. I've been... I've been worrying about saying this for a long time. And I think it's the champagne. God. Ugh. When did it start? Well, I think it was always really there, but do you remember what happened at the party at Jenna's place? It was the worst night of my life. That stupid fucker slipped something into my drink, and I just... It was way, way too close. Nobody else seemed to give a shit how I was falling over myself. But I remember everyone said that you came around asking for me. When you found me, he had already taken me up to the bedroom. You found him on top of me with my clothes off. Just in time. You didn't cause a scene. You didn't draw anyone's attention. I don't remember too much, but that I do remember. I don't know exactly what you did to him, but the black eye he had at school the next day was evident enough. I don't think anyone knew what happened. You helped me back into my clothes and... You took me to your house so my parents wouldn't find out I went to a party and had been drinking, because they'd kill me if they had found out, so... You held my hair as I threw up and bathed with my sobbing and apologies, and you held me whenever I told you it was okay. You were... You were so unsure about touching me, I remember. I don't know what would have happened without you that night. Without your comfort or you saving me. I think about it sometimes and it scares me, but it also just makes me... So much more thankful that you were there and that you're my friend. Ugh, fuck. I haven't word vomited like that in years. champagne really is something else, isn't it? Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm fine. Anyways. I remember you tried to convince me to go to the police, but you stopped as soon as I told you I didn't want to, and I appreciate that. I know a lot of other people wouldn't have respected that choice. But the idea of everyone finding out and dealing with cops would have been painful and fruitless. That's why I never told my parents. You're the only one that knows it ever even happened. Because I trust you. Fuck. I'm beginning to sober up, aren't I? Oh, I can feel that tipsy tingle going away. Well, there you go. That's just when I really started to realize it. I like you for so much more. For that laugh of yours, and your smile, and the way you're always there for me. And the way you go down gracefully when I kick your ass in video games. I'm sorry, I gotta cheer myself up a bit somehow. And all the fun times we had together as kids. running off into the woods when we weren't supposed to. Fighting with sticks, playing in mud. Stupid shit like that. So yeah, I like you a lot. Maybe even... never mind. But I have for a long, long time. My New Year's resolution was to finally tell you, but I guess I have to pick a new one, huh? You don't have to give me an answer. I don't expect one. So... What? You like me? Don't just say that. Please. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I know you wouldn't do that. I know you wouldn't just lie to me. I'm sorry. I'm just... it's been a lot. I guess. Are you serious, though? I need to hear it. Do you actually like me? Like. I'm... how long? Really? I don't know whether to laugh or to cry. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't matter. We know now. And that's what matters. Everything else is behind us. Can't do anything about it. I look stupid, don't I? With this stupid smile just plastered onto my face. God. Where do we even go from here? I didn't really think this far ahead. Can I kiss you? I can? Okay. Fair warning, I haven't kissed anyone before. So, just, you know, bear that in mind. Wasn't bad, was it? Good. I really want to kiss you more. Can I? You don't know how long I've waited to do that. I really like you. I like you a lot. And... God, that look on your face. It's... I don't know, it's... doing things to me. Can I touch you a little bit, maybe? It's okay if you're not interested in doing that. I don't want to pressure you or anything. I can. Okay. Can I do it while kissing you? I'll just place my hand on your chest and run it downward. Until I get to right here. I can rub it, right? Okay. Does it feel good? I can feel you getting harder. Sorry, I haven't felt one before, so it's a little amazing to me. Yeah, we are in public, but it's dark, and there's not a lot of people around, so it'll be fine. Right? I think so. Plus, I really want to do this. Remember what I said earlier about being stupid? Not brave. This might also factor into that. And a bit of impatience. Can I, take it out? Here, we can drape my hoodie over your lap. It's okay, I'm wearing a sweater underneath. I won't be cold. Okay, I'll take it out. Wow. I've just never, you know, like I said, I've never felt one before, so, you'll have to forgive me if I'm not great at it, but, like this, you look like you feel good. I'm glad. I just keep stroking it up and down like this. Okay. Could you maybe show me how you like it? You can just wrap your hand around mine and guide it. Okay, you like it like that then? I'll keep that in mind. Does it feel good? My hand stroking you like that? I'm even doing that little thing with my thumb. Right on the underside of your cock. Just like you did. I'm glad it feels good. Huh? Can you touch me? Of course you can. I feel safe with you. I always have. Nobody else makes me feel the way you do, and I don't know you. You feel like home. So please, I want you to touch me. I've thought about it for a while, so please feel free. Touch me wherever you'd like. Yeah, you can touch my tits. Will I stroke your cock? Fuck. Can I taste you, actually? Yeah, you can put my hoodie over my head so it's a bit more innocuous if you want, but I don't know, I really want to taste it, to feel it on my tongue. You can still touch me as much as you'd like. Okay? I'll drape myself over your lap then. Wow. It's kind of strange seeing it so close up. Not that yours is strange, just it in general. Okay, like I've said many times before, I haven't done this, so bear with me. Sorry. Right. No teeth. No teeth. You're sliding your hand down the back of my pants. No, it's okay. It's okay. I just, your hands are cold. But please, it's all right. Do you like it here? Good. Your fingers are sliding fuck against me. Fuck. Okay. Shush. It's because of you that I'm already wet. Okay? Just fuck. You're putting your fingers in me? Fuck. Yeah, it's okay. It feels good. Does my mouth feel good too? Around your cock? It does. I'm glad. Go in a little deeper. I don't know how much I can take, but I'll try. Yeah, I can't go that far down, but did it feel good? Fuck. my noises. They're your fault. But I want more than just sucking your cock and your fingers inside. What do I mean? Stupid. I want your cock inside me. Please, please. Yes, I'm sure. I promise. I'm sure. I want to feel you inside me. I want to feel how it feels for you to fill me up. And I want you to take my virginity. Please. We can. I want to so badly. You want it too? I'm glad. And, well, you've felt out what I am, so I think I'm ready for it. So, I think I'll just get in your lap, pull my pants down a bit, and wrap my hoodie around my waist. I mean, we're trying to be a little bit inconspicuous, right? We'll be fine. Let's just not get too loud. Oh, God, it's right there. It's right there. I'll just lower myself down a little bit, okay? God. It's really warm. Fuck. It feels really good sliding up against me like this. Fuck. Sliding against my clit. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm just a little nervous. I'll reach down and guide it right up against my pussy and start to sink down. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, God. God, you're filling me up. No, it doesn't hurt. It just feels really fucking good. Yeah, I'm going slow. There. I'm fully sat down on her cock. Does it feel good? Does it feel good inside me? 'Cause you feel so fucking good in me. Okay. I'll start to move, okay? Yeah, you can play with my tits if you want. You seemed like you had fun earlier. Fuck. Fuck. God, I didn't know it could feel this good. Fuck. Yes. Squeeze my nipples like that too. Fuck. Oh God. Fuck. Wait. Don't just buck your hips up and be like that. Give me some fucking warning, okay? Yes, it did feel good. Right. Fuck. I'm supposed to be being quiet. Fuck. Kiss me, okay? God, fuck. God, your cock is hitting in all the right places. Fuck. It's perfect for me. Fuck. Muffle myself so we don't get caught. We are having sex in the park after all. I didn't really think this was how my first time would go. Fuck. But I wouldn't change it for anything. Fuck. God. Fuck. 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 It feels so good. Yes. 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 Use me, okay? I like it. I like it. I like the idea of you using me, okay? Just, yes, fuck, yes, 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 just like fuck, 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 it feels so fucking good. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Don't worry, okay? Just come inside me, okay? Come, okay? I want to know what it feels like to be filled with your hot cum. Yes. I'm getting really fucking close. Yes. Fuck. Fuck. Kiss me. Fuck. Me, okay? Yes, please, please, fucking breed me. Yes, come, yes, yes, coming, 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 kiss me, I love you, kiss me. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. You really came inside me, huh? Fuck. Oh, God. God, that felt so fucking good. Oh, God. It's so warm. Fuck. Did it feel good?
good for me too.
Oh, hey. It's the fireworks. I guess we missed the countdown, huh? Does that mean it's too late to kiss you? No? Good. Happy New Year's. You're gonna need to help me think of another New Year's resolution. I couldn't ask for a better start to the new year. I really, really do like you. Huh? What? No! I didn't say that. I didn't say I love you. And even if I did, it was in the heat of the moment, so it doesn't count, okay? Now, hush. Hush, okay? Let's just enjoy the rest of the night, okay? Yeah, it sounds good to me. Again, Happy New Year's. I look forward to where this year takes us. And hey, thank you for everything.